Alright, there's this big crowd in front of me, and I just want to, like, let you guys have your time so you can do the things you gotta do before I start, because I'm gonna go on for a really long time, because Claudia told me I could go on forever. Well, forever is probably gonna be like 14, 15 minutes. Forever is, when you're standing in front of a crowd, that is an eternity.
It's an eternity.
Yeah, have you ever seen that? That does not work at all. Yeah, so do I, unfortunately. And like 45 minutes begins to seem like an eternity. And that is
38 hours.
That is like your whole day condensed down to like, you can turn that up louder still, and like turn down the reverb.
Yeah.
Hello. That's pretty loud. Okay, the thing I wanted to just ask is if you're gonna talk, just go into another room, go into another space, communicate by mind to mind or something like that. I'm just gonna talk for a little amount of time. There's another room with a pool table where you can be loud and other people can be loud, and it's gonna be totally cool. But otherwise, I just want you to pay attention to me for the next like couple minutes. And then tip your bartender really heavily if you're going to order a drink.
Hail Renfro.
Hail Renfro.
Tip Renfro over.
Yeah, tip at least 20%. If you want to tip 40% or 50%.
I know. 90?
Do you agree with that, Renfro?
I just got our bar, man. I just got drinks in exchange.
Yeah, he just asked for a tip, so let's just keep it etiquette. So no one be a dick tonight. All you people just in the back, dudes. Because it's all the people in the back who are always the dick.
All you people in the back. Thomas Lundy.
Just don't be a dick. Be a dick.
Yeah, don't be a dick tonight, please, people. Don't be an asshole. Just sit down, have a good time, and I'm gonna tell you I'm just going to tell you one bad, bad joke that I heard last night. And I'm still waiting for people on the front who are talking, who could move to the other room.
Yeah,
hey, Popcorn,
get a room over there. Adam.
What?
Amazingly, it's this person over here that is mostly being the loudest. The person in the tie with a little keyboard on it, the person who's like, don't take my picture, just go and quiet it. Okay. So I'm just going to tell you this one joke tonight. It's a really old joke. It's a joke that Bob Saget's father taught him. And Bob Saget uses it in all of his acts. It's in a bunch of famous movies. It's a really stupid, dumb joke. But I'm going to talk about it for a little while because it's a really famous joke. It's not the aristocrat joke. No, it's not that joke either. It's about a man fucking a chicken. Because we're at Bar Bar tonight and I'm dressed in drag. We should talk about a man fucking a chicken.
So,
well, there's lots of chicken fuckers. I grew up in Arizona, and they don't fuck chickens down there. They mostly fuck sheep down there, or goats down there. I don't know why, but it seems like Washington's a big chicken fucker state in the United States. Not that many people in Wyoming. They're probably all fucking each other. Or they're flying in prostitutes, because I hear Wyoming is full of people who fly in prostitutes.
No, it isn't.
Wouldn't you? What are you trying to say?
Aren't you not from Wyoming? I am. She's from Wyoming. Yeah. Yeah. So, chicken fucking goes on in Wyoming, apparently. I just thought they flew in prostitutes, but instead they just have sex with chickens.
Yes.
All right, so anyway, I'm going to tell you this really stupid joke I heard at a barbecue last night that Bob Saget was told by his grandfather. It goes something like this. So this, I still wonder why people didn't take my advice earlier about going into the pool room. Attacking the Borg. You know, I was watching Star Trek earlier tonight,
like,
and they were talking about attacking the Borg.
Like 7 of 9? Or 6 of 9?
No, I was watching the New Generation. That's Discovery or Enterprise or something like that.
Yeah.
know. That's out of the generation of the...
Come on, we know you're smart.
So chaos has ensued, and I'm just going to tell my joke. So this guy is really horny one night, and he's wandering around town, and he's one of those kind of guys who likes to go to those places where you can just pay money to get yourself satisfied. You know, he doesn't really care. He doesn't really have any ethics. He's just kind of, you know, clean of mind. I'm just going to pay $20, and I'm just going to be able to get off, and it's going to be all over. Payday, I don't care. Goes to this place, and they're like, all right, give us $20. Gives the guy at the front door $20, and they're like, all right, go up to the top of the stairs and go into the room in the right. And he goes into the room on the right. And he walks into the room. And the room's all coated with mirrors. The floor is a mirror. The ceiling is a mirror. The wall in front of him is a mirror. And the wall to the right and the left. And the wall behind him is all like a fucking mirror. And there's no one in there. There's no people in there. There's just this chicken. And the guy like walks around. The chicken's just sort of like standing there. And looks around. And keeps on expecting some girl to come into the room. And no girl comes into the room. The guy figures, well, there's a chicken here. There's no one else here. Maybe this is the exciting thing that they told me that for $20 I can get. And so the guy fucking had sex with the chicken. He had, like, pulled the chicken out and, like, had sex with it. And he leaves. And he feels really weird about it. And then a week later, he gets in and he walks in and he's just like, no, 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 no. Here's my $20, but I don't want to go to the door to the right. I want to see what goes on in the door to the left. And the guy's like, well, you know, you charge an extra $4.50 to go to the door to the left. And this guy doesn't make a lot of money. He's not, yeah, like $4.50 is a big deal to this guy. He's sitting there debating, like, do I want to go back and fuck the chicken? Or do I want to spend an extra $4.50 and maybe something else better will be for $4.50? And who hasn't done that? You know, you go to the grocery store and you see that olive oil and you're just like, well, that olive oil is $1.99 higher. Like, I don't want to fuck the chicken tonight. Maybe this will be better. And so the guy's like, all right, $24.50. I will pay $24.50. I get to go to the door to the left. And he goes to the door to the left. And inside that room, there's just a bunch of dudes standing there. Like a bunch of like unsavory guys have all spent $24.50 and they're standing there and there's this like wall in front of them. You can see through the wall. And in this room there's some guy and there's some girl and they're having sex. This guy watches it and he's just like, oh, this is pretty cool. I get to see this like guy having sex with this girl and they don't know that I'm seeing that. And the whole thing finishes off, and everybody sort of finishes off themselves, if you know what I mean. And the guy turns to the other guy, and he's like, so, this is pretty crazy, this is pretty wild. The guy turns to him, and he's like, yeah, last week we had some guy in here who was fucking a chicken. And this is this really easy, dumb joke. If you've ever heard this, there's always a stupid person. Because in every joke, there's always this dumb person, or this retarded person, or this person who isn't too bright and has a beard and shaves their head. And everything is going all right and fine in their life. And then you step outside of their life and things become kind of strange and fantastic. Because you're watching their life unfold, and sometimes someone else's life is really crazy and insane. And stupid and weird, and it really bothers you, and it kind of makes you laugh. And I brought a book tonight to show you about how some things that none of us think right now are embarrassing or stupid or weird, other people laughed at in the past. Other people, like our parents, laughed at in the past. And it's a book, it's an academic book, it's a book published for college students on a very, very serious subject. Something that the book was made in the 1960s, and it's a college textbook. It's a college textbook you get if you wanted to go into like special education. You'd want to handle people who might have problems learning, or might have problems developing, like, socializing with other people. It is made for the people that probably were made fun of in college. Like, you want to go teach those people? You're crazy. You know, and everybody would make fun of them. And it's called The Trainable Retarded. It is a textbook for people who are going to school to teach people who had Down syndrome or emotional problems or had been grown up in a home where things just weren't quite what they were and they didn't quite like learn enough or they had some problems. This is a college textbook that came out in 1965. There were many millions of this sent out to colleges across the world. This was a considerably like moderate and PC term at the time to call someone who is a little bit stupid, a little bit touched, we might call retarded. I mean, now we'd say they have Down syndrome. Now we might say they have some learning difficulties or something in school. But back then it was pretty much, when my parents were in college, it was pretty much okay to say someone was retarded. And this is a really nice book. It goes through the history of education for people with Down syndrome in the beginning. And you think that's like a great thing that people would have recognized them, but some very famous historical figures show up in that narrative. One of them is the leader of the Lutheran Church. One of them is named Martin Luther. Yeah, and Martin Luther was visiting a town where he ran into a boy who was having some issues. He was kind of not on top of everything. And Martin Luther's answer was, well, he's probably possessed by demons, so you should drown him in the river. So Martin Luther, some of you ever grew up as Lutherans and love their little church and love the Protestants and how they're all about love, Martin Luther advocated for them drowning this boy, and they ultimately drowned him. You know, and one of the things I always hear from people is humanity is just getting worse every day, and every day all of us are getting a little less accepting of the people around us. And every day we're just going to talk louder and louder and louder and louder and louder and louder and louder. So we all can be the most famous person in the room. And everything will just be the way it should be. But the thing I want to say is, despite everybody's pessimism and everybody's belief that things are just getting worse, and everybody thinking that they're the coolest person in the room because they've discovered that things are getting worse, you're all fucking wrong. Things are getting better. You know, we don't drown retarded people in pools. In most states in our country, we do not send gay people to jail. I can walk around in Denver, Colorado in a dress. I can do pretty much whatever I want in the United States. And people will accept it. All of you accept this. A couple years ago, where I grew up, none of you would have accepted me standing around in a dress. When I grew up in the 1980s, one of my friends killed a gay man just to impress his girlfriend because that was cool. That wouldn't happen in most parts of the United States these days. And I just want to say, at a place like Bar Bar especially, where everybody thinks they're really tough and they're really cool and they're skirting the edges of society, fuck all of you, you're not doing anything but acting like a bunch of fucking losers that you all are. The real people out there are doing something that's really hard and challenging and going past trying to better their peers. They just want to better themselves. So I urge all of you tomorrow to get up, better yourself. Make something that you think is disgusting today disgusting in the future, and let everybody know that it's disgusting and stupid. Because without you people doing something, no one does nothing. All those fucking assholes win. And I don't want the assholes to win. I hope none of you want the assholes to win. Though some of you seem to want the assholes to win. I'm Trip Nasty. I think you all should get up tomorrow and fucking fuck everybody's life up as much as you possibly fucking can. Especially Claudia. She can shut the fuck up.
Thank you.
Bye.